Blog Talk Radio.
Your love experience with Janine and Ingram, and we're going to bring you Layla Hathaway Mirror. You got to make that mirror your best friend family.
Bitter hearts don't hold a smile. Troubled minds will wear you down. Use your past to get ahead. Hold your tears and think instead. You have to find a way to make it. These clouds are letting up for a while. Sometimes you gotta make the mirror your best friend. And maybe then you'll find some peace within. Stop hiding yourself. Stop hiding yourself. Love yourself when no one else can. Now you know the remedy. Tell yourself you will achieve. Go on and brush your shoulders off. This bridge is one that you must cross. You have to find a way to make it. These clouds are letting up for a while. Sometimes you gotta make a mirror your best friend. And maybe then find some peace within. Stop hiding yourself. Stop hiding yourself. Love yourself when no one else can. If you love yourself, you don't need nobody. Find some peace within. Stop hiding yourself. Stop hiding yourself. Love yourself. no one else can. Stop hiding yourself. Stop hiding yourself. Love yourself like no one else can. Hiding yourself, love yourself like no one else can.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine Ann Ingram. This is Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe, and I'm super, super excited. And we're reading a new book, Abundance Now, Amplify Your Life and Achieve Prosperity Today by Lisa Nichols. Super, super excited about this personal transformation that we've been taking on this journey to a millionaire mindset. All right, family, we're going to get ready and turn within, recognizing that there is only one power and one presence in this whole universe. And on this line, we recognize this great spirit known by many names as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. So as we tune in to the one power and one presence, I want to remind you to breathe, the family. Sometimes we forget to breathe, the family. And so in this right now moment, I want you to center your mind, center your thoughts, and remember to breathe. Breathe deep into the diaphragm. Breathe in through the nose. Hold it to the point of vibration. Hold it to the count of eight. And then release through the mouth. Let's breathe, family. Sometimes we forget to breathe. Breathe. Be still and know that I am God. Release. I want you to take in that deep breath again. Be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe. And last time, breathe. And breathe.
Day 10, a prayer of forgiveness. I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every cell, every atom, every molecule, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, wealth, and abundance, bringing it into alignment with the perfect will of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy,
every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into alignment with the perfect peace of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into perfect alignment with the perfect love of God. For this I am so grateful, and so it is. Today, I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money.
The love journey, the love experience with Janine and Ingram, and today is Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. Yes, yes, yes. Wow. And it's all about changing our relationship to money, family. What is our relationship to money? How are we reframing our money story? Hopefully, if you was on call yesterday, you got a chance to get your money journal and start thinking about how are we going to move forward in shifting our financial house. You know, we got to get our finances in order, credit in order, things that really count, because eventually we don't want to just be financially free. Well, we want to be financially significant. All right, family, we're going to get ready, and I'm going to play a song, Breathe by Layla Hathaway, and then we're going to get ready and bring in our co-host for the Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. We are reading a book called Abundance Now, Amplify Your Life and Achieve Prosperity by Lisa Nichols. It's a New York Times bestseller. It is about her journey from scarcity to abundance, outlining steps that everyone can take to create abundance in every area of our life. Family, that's what it's about. This is Breathe by Lisa Nichols.
I can't breathe. Don't know why.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. You tuned in to The Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. And today is Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. And before we get started, I want to remind all of you all, you know, Diamond is going to be on the news chatting about social media today on Channel 46. The link will be on Love Journey's page, on my page, if you're interested in seeing her, support her, giving her some ratings today. She's going to be on Channel 46 News for an hour. It's about the social media. She's going to be a contributor to Channel 46 News once a month. Yay, family! Also, just want to remind you, if you go to the Love Journey page, you can like our page. You can also go in there and start donating for the Sunrise Service. Guess what, family? Can you believe we're about to do our 9th annual Sunrise Service again? It's almost time. And I just want to give honor and praise to 9 whole years. 9 whole years. Can you imagine? 9 whole years. Getting up on this line. And somebody asked me the other day, well, how did you do it? I say, one day at a time. One day at a time. You know, that's what we have to remember. That's what life is about. One day at a time. All right, family, I hope you got your books. We got our new books. We're reading from Lisa Nichols' book. And it's called Abundance Now. Amplifying your life for abundance and achieving prosperity. And so I just want to remind you, those who just got on the line, that we are talking about on Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe with this new book by Lisa Nichols. But I also want to remind you, if you're on the call yesterday, about getting your money journal. We talked about the money journal, and we talked about maybe you might want to decorate it with money and different things, but you get to do it your way. However, you can keep it simple, but I want you to get that journal. I want to remind you how important it is for us to reframe our money story. Reframing our money story. And what is our money story? What do you believe about money? Do you believe that you were designed to live a different life? As we move through this weekend, I want us to even write out our money story. And how do you feel when you hear the word money? What happens in your body when you hear the word money? What emotions generate in your body when you hear the word money? What happens when you hear a lot of money? What happens when you hear no money or feel there's no money? If you wish to live an abundant life filled with meaning, purpose, and passion, it's vital, family, it's vital to master our relationship with money. Let's say I am mastering my relationship with money. Come on, family. I am mastering my relationship to money. And so as we move into this Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe this morning, I want you to know your affirmation for today is what? I am mastering my relationship to money. Don't forget to answer those questions in your journal as we open up the Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe with the book, Abundance Now. Amplify your life and achieve prosperity today. We're going to bring in our sister, Jackie. Hey, well. Uh-oh. This.
Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up. All the way up.
I guess you got a new song too. All the way up. Nothing can stop me.
Listen. But that vibe with me so well this morning that I just roll with it. Especially after you gave us that awesome affirmation. I am mastering my conversation with money. And then I'm all the way up after that.
I'm all the way up.
I'm like, nothing can stop me. Stop me, I'm all over. Happy Friday, love, Jody. Happy Friday, love, goddess Janine and Ingram. Love you, sis. Oh, my gosh. I love it. I love it. I love it. Nothing can stop us because we all the way up this morning, family. So, listen, I am super excited here for us to be in Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. I am Chastity A. Wells. Can we imagine, family, and just take in this moment of us being in the first part of May? I'm excited about that. I'm excited about the transformation that we are preparing for. We are headed towards a full moon next month. Janine is just giving us so many valuable nuggets with us mastering our conversation with money and just moving into this and really, really, really preparing our minds and our hearts. Because we can prepare our minds, but remember, we have to sell it. We have to sell it. So we have to put it in our hearts as well for a Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. I will be going over our book that we are all reading. And hopefully you have your book here today, Abundance Now, which is by the great Lisa Nichols. So it's Abundance Now, which is a book about amplifying your life and achieving prosperity today. So I'm super excited about this today and give us the opportunity to really go over this book here today and really stay on point, on cue, and on purpose with this and with our book here today. And I just want to kind of set the platform about how we're going to do this today because I really want us to be intentional with when we do actually open up the line here for us all here today. Just really making sure we keep our conversations between 1 and 2 minutes long, please, and really, really, really keep it one topic of the book and how it was able to transform you in your own mindset. I really want us to be intentional moving forward in this book because we really, really, really are about breakthroughs in our own lives and speaking to one another from a place that's able to help one of our other brothers and sisters to be able to really break through. So I'm excited about that. And then at the top of the hour, we do have Janine's first baby, her very own Diamond Nurse, who will be presenting, not on the line, but if you receive the link, I do want us to be mindful of that and showing Diamond some love here, Janine. So I know that wasn't a part of our program to say that, but I just really, 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 I'm excited for Miss Diamond. So I just wanted whoever is able to click on the link and show her some support as well to be able to do that as well. So on to our book, Abundance Now by Lisa Nichols. Listen, family, last week we were able to get started in this book. We went over the foreword and the introduction in the book. And I just want to kind of recap for those who do not have the book or who just got their book. But just going into that and just really understanding, the book is really about us answering our unique call. As Steve Harvey had pointed out, and he's using Lisa Nichols as his own coach to continue to develop his own brand. And I thought that was absolutely amazing in the story that he was able to tell. And I won't retell that story just for the sake of time, and I really wanted to get into the nugget of chapter one. And then we went on to the introduction of Miss Lisa Nichols. If you have not heard her story before, her going from public assistance to going public and her receiving the additional phone calls for her being a breakthrough coach on the Today Show and how she was able to talk about going from Senate in a wig line. Being embarrassed, but yet grateful for the free cheese and pasta that allow her young son, Jelani, to be able to eat, to actually having a publicly traded company and one of the only black women or women of the African diaspora who have a publicly traded company. And then the real reason that she pointed out in the introduction is she always kind of trivialized her journey in a 2 to 4 minute soundbite saying it was focused, or it comes by being passionate about her life. But in this book, she really wanted to take the time to really go chapter by chapter explaining what it really means to have an abundant life and abundant financial assets, a brilliant career, engaging friendship family. I think that's so important. Powerful connections, compelling philanthropy, vibrant health, rich traditions, exciting pursuits, and so much more. So that's what we're really talking about, and that's what we're really going to dive into. So we had left off talking about abundance is our birthright. And remember, she gave us the four E's that we're going to start diving into. It's funny how I always say the four E's, and I hold up the number four with my finger, Janine, like y'all can really see me, like I'm on Facebook, and y'all can really see me, y'all can't see me. But I did that last week, too, so I just did it again, so it just kind of tickled me. But the four E's are enrichment, which is the whole self, where we go to work enriching you with the skills and the mindset required to move from scarcity to abundance. Remember, family, abundance is our birthright. The second E is enchantment, the feeling and delight in the magic you get from your relationships, Janine. I want you to become so intentional about the quality of your relationships, not just the current ones. I promise you. Listen, I know I'll be cheating, y'all. Y'all know once I get these books, I'll already be diving into them and reading them. But when I tell you that these four E's really bless me, and once we move on to the chapters, I'll be able to share a little bit more. But honestly, these four E's really was able to transform my life thus far as well. But I think it really has most to do with being intentional, Janine, being intentional. The third of the four E's is engagement you get from work. And in this chapter, you'll discover a unique approach to your right livelihood, treating your current job or career as a major investor into your future life. So let me say that again, treating your current job or career as a major investor in your future life. So many times I listen to people and they'll say, oh, I'm ready to get off of this job or this, that, and the other, and blah, 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 and I'm going to just start my business. And, I mean, listen, I've been there, done that, and all of that, but I'm just a really big proponent in encouraging people to not just quit your daytime job unless you already have set up some financial income that's already coming in to be able to take care of certain things in your life, because other than that, you're not setting yourself up ready for success. It's an anonymous, very rare thing for you to be able to just quit and just do that. So I appreciate her just saying that and saying it like that, because your job really is a major investor in your future life. Finally, the fourth E is taking an endowment approach when it comes to your money. Janine just got to finish talking about that. In this chapter, we'll roll up our sleeves and start building our financial wealth. But first, there's so much to do. Eliminating those old money mantras you learned when you were younger, these are incompatible with the prosperous new path you're embarked on. And it's time that you create a new relationship with your money. So it's time for us to start creating a new relationship with our money, family. So I'm super excited about this. Abundance Now is truly our lunch pad, family, for us to really start being able to create the life that we truly do desire. And so now we are prepared to really dive into chapter one. And hopefully you actually have your book. And if you don't, that's why I'm taking the time just to kind of go over some of the more nuts and bolts and things like that, because I understand that sometimes we're all not able to get the books at the same time. So we start off the first couple of, like the first introduction and chapter a little bit slower, just to give everyone time to get caught up. But then after that, it's going to be really time for us to do the work and really start jumping in. But right now we are on chapter one, getting ready for transformation, defining abundance and scarcity. Lisa Nichols quoted herself in the beginning of this book, and she said, abundance is not something available for sale or purchase. It's something that we tap into, Janine, build, and grow. So I want to say that again. Abundance is not something available for sale or purchase. is something that we tap into, build, and grow. And I thought that that was really so noteworthy, even for myself, that I actually wrote in the top part of this book, above all of that. And I just kind of paraphrased it for myself. Abundance is something that we tap into, build, and grow. I thought that was really, really powerful. Because a lot of times, I think we've all been operating from a place of thinking that abundance is just this one thing. It's this destination of money when I become a multimillionaire, or when I have, you know, an extra $150,000 sitting in the account, or whatever the case may be. And really, 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 what we're going to really notice about this book is abundance is truly a way of life. Not only is it our birthright family, but it's a way of life. And it looks different for each and every one of us. And I believe that's one of the things that you were able to hit on yesterday when you talked on the Love Journey, which was an absolute phenomenal call. But it looks different for each and every one of us. And I think that's the cool thing about this book, Janine, is because it gives each and every one of us the launch pad that we need to be able to define what abundance means for each and every one of us. Because what abundance may look like for you and Brittany, Janine, may look completely different for me. It may look completely different for what my mother, Linda, may deem as an abundant life, what Khadijah may deem as an abundant life. So I really want us to be intentional when we're reading this book, really do the work, family, not just jumping on and us just having a conversation or whatever the case may be, but us really, really, really doing the work. Not saying none of us have been doing the work, I mean, because we really feel the energy on here, that things have changed. But as we continue to evolve and mature as mastering our conversation with money and mastering ourselves and our money, that we become really intentional and not just kind of shooting the breeze. So diving into this, one of the most enduring myths in our culture today is that scarcity and deprivation early in life somehow ensures we'll experience struggle and hardship later. Because of mysterious and unkind forces outside of our control, like the economy, corporate greed, and the job market, living a life of abundance seems beyond our reach. While scarcity seems to be readily available to everyone, in fact, sometimes it's even more glamorized as the way real people live. Can you imagine that? Of course, the truth is that no matter where you started out in life, Janine, you have a choice between scarcity and abundance. I want to read that again. Of course, the truth is, no matter where you started out in life, family, you have a choice between scarcity and abundance. You have a choice between simply managing the struggle or living a rich, rewarding life filled with unique experiences, exciting career options, nurturing relationships, and the comfort and ease that come with financial success. Even better, this life of abundance is something you get to define for yourself. And I think that's what really blessed me, is really being able to define all of this for ourselves. Unfortunately, many people today at times, even me, perhaps you too, let others define the trappings of rich lifestyle. We see prosperous characters, she call them characters, on television and think that we know what prosperity is. We assume we have an accurate picture of the activities and luxuries that rich people enjoy. We listen to what our friends say, then strive to acquire those possessions they think are necessary. We see reality TV shows flaunting expensive cars, monstrous homes, and megawatt jewelry, and we call this wealth. But we never stop to think about what we ourselves ultimately want from life. That had me so excited when she said that, because I think we spend so much time watching television and all these other things, and we think that that's the destination that we need to go after, and truly it's not always every last one of our destinations. What do abundance, prosperity, riches, and wealth mean to you? Throughout this book, I'll be challenging you to define the ideal life for yourself. For me, guys, I actually highlighted this, not underlined it. So I'm going to read it again because I'm going to read it slow, and I really want us to think, because this is the mindset we really must have when we're really going through this. Throughout this book, I'll be challenging you to define the ideal life for yourself, to go beyond what others think abundance means, to choose not only the lifestyle, relationship, career, philanthropic activities, and other hallmarks of your abundant life, but also the attitudes, behaviors, and habits you will live by every day. So I think that's really important. So not only we're going to be talking about the lifestyle and relationships, career, and philanthropy work, but also our attitudes, our behaviors, and habits that we'll live by every day. Because that is absolutely important that really do shape our lives. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited about this journey that we're all going to be taking and just continuing to further ourselves and better ourselves and just continue to hold one another accountable. Because that's really what the Love Journey is about and the Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe is about. And I'm going to read this next point real quick. And then I'm going to open it up because I really want to hear from other people. And if you actually started reading the book and just different things like that, and just really being able to really stay on point on some of the things that stood out to you in this part of the chapter. Because remember, it's not a monologue, guys. I can read this and be super excited and really call Janine on my own spare time or send her a text message. Wow, I'm excited, and I've done that. But it really is about us having a dialogue. It's really about us having a dialogue, listening to you all and what you're writing in your journals and how your relationship with money is changing, how your attitude is changing, how you're showing up at the same job that you've been at for 15 years and you decided now after doing this and your relationship with money and your conversation about wealth and what abundance is, how you now go to your job and you have a smile on your face and you have a different approach to it because now you look at your job in a different way. Now you look at all your relationships in a different way that you decided to hold, let go of toxic relationships. And how these books and how all of this has really inspired you. That's what we're here for on Friday. That's what we're here for. Not just for us to pretend or just have a conversation or anything else, but to really be engaging. Because remember, family, not only is it our journey, but we're here to be a blessing to one another. A lot of times I know that I can be guilty of forgetting that until other people text me and tell me that, oh, my God, what you said this morning really blessed me. Or you all come on and say something that encouraged your heart based on something that I had lived through. And honestly, family, it's just me challenging myself to really just do the work. None of there is no big I's or big U's or anything like that in this love journey. It takes all of us to make it happen because I'm inspired by each and every one of you. I'm inspired by your energy. I'm inspired by Janine's courage and her boldness to continue to step out her own comfort zone. And I'm like, God, if she can do it, then help me do it. Help me put on my grown-up Giuseppe shoes or whatever I got to do to get out my own way and to live this abundant life. And then you look up, I look up, and it has blessed someone else. So I just want us to really be intentional about our conversation today. But I'm going to bring up this next point, and then I'm going to open it up because I really want to hear from the rest of you guys as well. The new definition of abundance is yours. Several months ago, a friend and I were reflecting on many ways that people define abundance. And whether you use the word abundance or exchange it with prosperity, riches, or wealth, as I do throughout this book, the best definition for abundance I've seen so far is this one, privileged circumstances. Ain't that the truth? Abundance is truly privileged circumstances. When you're living a life of privileged circumstances, you get to play a bigger game, connect with people who are making things happen, encounter more opportunities for advancement, and along the way, take pleasure in a lifestyle that you will be admired by many. It means you have the freedom to pursue those things you want to do and to be and have, including that occupation you will be, whom you'll share relationships with, and the activities you'll enjoy, the possessions you'll own, family, and the way in which you contribute to others and give back to society through the philanthropic endeavors. And I just really want to highlight that because I know in the beginning when we were first doing this, and I know we don't hear it no more, but just highlighting that, a lot of people kept saying, oh, money isn't everything, but, you know, God will take care of it all. Listen, listen, family, the only way that God is able to move in these temples, mosques, and churches is because of our philanthropic work, because of the monies that we're able to tithe and generously give. And that's the only way the love journey is able to do the different things that we're able to do is because of us sowing into the love journey. It's, but it all has to go back to our relationship to money. So in pursuit of the privileged circumstances, not only will your life become something that is compelling to you, but it will also serve as an inspiration to others. And I'm going to just sum this up real quick because I really want to hear from you guys as well. At the time, was saying, I was working at a computer software company doing customer service and training. It was a job that had paid the bills, but it wasn't my future. Frankly, I didn't know my future was. But I picked up a copy of Stephen Covey's classic book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, which had been recommended to me months earlier by a woman who I had admired immensely for her positive attitude and constant joy and clarity she seems to have in her life. Look at that, guy. How you can just bless somebody because you got a positive attitude. Hoping that I could have the same, I began to read, and I came across Covey's advice. Begin with the end in mind. With the end in mind. I thought that was powerful. I had to write that on the side as well. He said, picture yourself at your own funeral 3 years from now, Janine, and listen to 4 speakers, 1 being a family member, 2 being a friend, 3rd being a business acquaintance, and the 4th being a community volunteer. Oh, we. Describe your characters and the difference you made in their lives. What would your family member, your friend, your business acquaintance, and your community volunteer say about you? I thought that was a powerful conversation. It gave me some more to even think about. It really did. What would they say? What would I want them to say about me? In that moment, I realized that my eulogy would not have been very compelling. I was kind, but I hadn't made a difference. I was motivated, but I lacked direction. I thought that was a wow. I had never before decided upon the person I wanted to be, nor the accomplishments I wanted to achieve. One thing I did know, however, is that I wanted my eulogy to be powerful. I wanted to have lived a full-out life with my time to go. Although I did not know the exact path I wanted to pursue, I made a start the only way I knew how. At 25, I stopped taking desk jobs and I decided to instead pursue a position that elevated me and amplified my game. I began to travel for my employer. I wore more suits to work, master using the laptop and the latest technology, and focused all my energy on helping people. I volunteered for projects and assignments that no one else would bother with. By the time the company decided to relocate to Washington, not only was I doing the job of 3 to 4 people effortlessly, I was the only employee retained in a massive layoff as part of the move. My question is to you, family. What would your eulogy say about you? I want to open up the lines, not for us to really start talking about our eulogies, guys, but really just to talk about those different points. What moved you in this part of the chapter? Have you gotten your book? What part moves you? Because what moved me may be different than what moved you here this morning, family. And that's what this is about. It's about us having a conversation. Because, hey, like I said, what may have moved me, you may start something different. If you're on Blog Talk, definitely press 1 to be able to come in. If you're on the line, press star 6. It sounds like somebody came in. Happy Friday.
Good morning, Cassidy. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Mama.
From Cleveland, Ohio, raining, 50 degrees. Oh, boy. Good morning, Love Journey family. It's been a while since I've been on, but, of course, I've been enjoying every moment of the Love Journey, and I always call it my Love Journey. Because, Janine, I know you're listening. You have impacted my life with the Love Journey so much until I always say that God created this just for me. So starting with the seed, it was just a catapult to where I am today. All of it has really changed my life and how I show up each and every day. This abundant now with Lisa Nichols, oh, my God, thank God I got my book, and I just jumped right on in. And it was amazing that what she said, because I didn't think abundance the way that she started out. I thought about abundance as being money and wealth and prosperity, but truly what really, really focused for me was living the life that I love and loving the life that I live. That's where I am for real. So that being said, I am living the abundant life, even though I'm still working towards some prosperity, because that's something that I think I truly deserve. And there's some things that I want to do in life. There's some places I want to go. So as we move through this, hopefully I come up with another insight, because the last book we read, Overcoming Under Earnings, boy, did I take on a challenge with that by closing credit cards, changing the way I do business, putting money aside, just a whole lot of different things that I learned in that book. So I thank God for the love journey. I thank God for you, Janine, and most of all, my daughter. So beautiful. Love you, Chastity. And I wonder sometimes, God, why did you use her to teach me something? What's up with that? I am the adult here, but I'm enjoying the journey. I enjoy my daughter. We talk on the phone endlessly about life, and that's just a blessing for me. So everybody enjoy their Friday. Enjoy the book. Let's dive in and see what this abundance now is all about. Happy Friday, love journey.
You are such my joy, Mama. I love you. Thank you so much. She rushed me off the phone yesterday talking about, I'm going to get tired. I got to make sure I read my book. I'll call in the morning. That is so pretty cool. That is so, so awesome. And that's abundance. That is an abundant relationship that I get to enjoy. Anybody else, do you have any thing that you wanted to share? Press 1 if you're on Blog Talk. Press 6 if you're on the line.
Good morning.
Happy Friday.
Happy Wales. And Janine and Love Journey. I am Rosa J, doing the God's way each and every day. I love Lisa Nichols. I loved her from the first time that I saw her and heard her in The Secret, and she has expounded. There are so many things that, you know, coming from what she's experienced in her financial journey and her abundance journey, and I love the way that she just candidly speaks. You know, she's not the only person that has traveled that way, but she is the one that it just speaks truth, her truth. So I think that's amazing. I also know that when you make that commitment and you say that those words out loud, I will never experience this again, ever. And then you open yourself up to training and mastering the whole concept of abundance. It's amazing. Things just open up. Classes open up. People open up. But you got to step in it. You got to take the action. And that's another thing that she talks about a lot throughout that book. This is my third time listening to this book, because I have it on audio. And it just touches my heart, because it gives me hope that I know things can change as long as I take the next action.
Amen.
And don't be afraid to fall down, pick myself up, tweak what I did, and do something different. So I am on that abundance training and also experience. You know, last February, I think, a year ago, I said, I don't ever want to work for anybody else as long as I live. I don't want to deal with helping people, other people get their dream. I don't want to put that kind of energy outside of myself. I'm done with that. You know, that doesn't mean that I won't promote you or share your experience or whatever you're doing, but I'm not putting that kind of energy into another person's dream. And then a whole different experience started happening. I'm about to start teaching cryptocurrency and what it is all about. What does it mean to have the different kinds of wealth building experiences. Because black folks, we don't know about that. Had I known in 1971, when I got that $3,000 check for my mother's death, I would have put it into gold because it was only $41 an ounce. But I didn't know about that. I had no experience in my family about wealth building. So it is time for us to change and share the knowledge that we receive. And I love the fact that that's what you do, Chastity. That's what you do to me. Because it's time for those people who know to speak out. I like to say, drop it like it's hot. Share what you know. Because somebody's looking for it. Anyway.
And the cool thing is, Rosa J, is you know, we have to we want to be able to keep everything really condensed just because we're almost at the top of the hour. I do definitely appreciate you sharing, but I really want us to keep us really, really, really intentional and on topic. What Lisa Nichols is talking about, yes, we really got to keep it very, very on point, and we got to keep it within the 1 and 2 minute block. So I definitely appreciate it. And your information and what you were able to share with all of us, because it really is a journey for all of us to be able to continue to grow. And thank you so much for your sharing and your contribution this morning.
Yes, I agree. Thank you.
Did anyone have anything else that they wanted to add to the conversation about the book this morning before we pick back up? And thank you all for the warm text messages and just different things like that. one of the things that I continue to highlight in this book for us is just us really, really, really understanding what abundance is and what abundance looks like for each and every one of us. Abundance in our relationships, right? abundance in the people that we decide to spend time with, our jobs. One of the cool things that I really thought was dope, Janine, that I really wanted to highlight. Mom, I'm going to stop using that word dope. I know it drives you crazy, but I don't know if it was just something from my era growing up, and it just stuck with me, right, being a 90s kid or something. I don't know. So one of the things that really did just highlight for me is how Lisa pointed out, guys, was that she just stopped taking just jobs, Janine, right? She started taking jobs that helped her master her craft and who she was. And I thought that that was a great mindset to really have. So many times, we spend so much time trying to leave a situation or leave one thing or another. But I challenge you, if you are still working in corporate America, stop looking at it as, oh, my gosh, I'm tired of building this other person's dream. No. She gave us a new framework to look at it, right? Find it as a way to not only be an investment into your business, because most businesses cost us some money. Even with me being in insurance, I had to pay for my insurance classes, right? And then I also had to pay for state boards. And I thought that was going to be simple, Janine. I thought that was going to be simple. Nobody told me that most people failed that test 2, 3, 4, 5, and I had met some people who have failed that test 9 times, Janine. That's an investment because you got to keep paying for that. Allow your job to pay for it. Nobody had told me that. What about your multi-level marketing business? That there's an initial investment in that. Any investment group. So allow your job to pay for it. Look at your job as another thing. What about if you took that managerial position? What about if you did all those different positions? Have a lesson day at school. I love it. What about if you took that different managing position? What about if you became operations manager? What about if you took those different things and it would help you with your leadership, pouring into other people? Look at it that way. Because how do you really effectively run your own business and be abundant in your own life if you don't have the opportunity to fumble on somebody else's time and get paid while you're doing it? You don't get paid while you're fumbling on your own business. I speak firsthand. My mama will tell you, there's been many days I've called her class, Janine and my other supportive group. Oh, my God. So So I just want to challenge us this morning just to really look at how we're having these conversations. And just remember to just begin with the end in mind. I know we're at the top of the hour. I really wanted to send love and support to our beautiful and our very own Diamond this morning. Did anybody else have anything else that they wanted to share about what blessed them in abundance now and what inspired them in this part of the book? Or even just a conversation that we had this morning? Just remember, keep our sound bites our 1 and 2 minutes just for the sake of everyone else.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Saturday.
Good morning. Peace and blessings to my beautiful queens this morning with this beautiful conversation. And what stood out for me in the very, very beginning was Lisa Nichols, her quote when she was saying that abundance is not something available for sale or purchase. It's something that we tap into, build, and grow. And that last part really stuck with me. It's something that we tap into. And I'm like, tapping into, does that mean that I already have it and I just need to be aware of it and recognize it and acknowledge it? Is that what that means? And I find myself recognizing my abundance, because at one time, to me, abundance was nothing but monetary. You know, it was money. But abundance is more than money. It is our health. It is our relationship. And I find myself not saying me being lacking, limited, but I find myself being more prosperous, more abundantly. And so when I'm speaking that conversation, when I'm having that conversation, especially around people who was thinking the same way that I was thinking, you know, saying with the lack and limitation, and now I'm speaking abundance and prosperity. Well, girl, please, I don't see it. How do you see that? Do you not see what you did not have before, and now do you see what you have now? You no longer are in that space, but now we are in a place of abundance and prosperity. So it is what we define for ourselves, and I find myself using the word abundance and prosperity, and it rolls out of my mouth so beautifully, and it tastes so delicious, you know, compared to saying lack and limitation and being having that lifestyle of scarcity. And I'm still where I was at, but my mindset has changed, and the same vision that was there before had nothing changed but my mindset. So when we transform our mind, our thoughts have to change. When our thoughts change, our speaking has to change. When our speaking change, our action has to change. It all comes and develops together. So that right there, it really takes you on a different path in your mindset, you know, as to how you're thinking, how you're speaking, and what you're doing. So I am thankful and grateful, and I just made it out yesterday to get my book. It's in the paperback, but I'm thankful and grateful that I'm on this journey, and I'm thankful and grateful that I get to be on this journey with the wisdom and the knowledge that I have right here in my hand, and getting the understanding of it with our beautiful community. So thank you so very much. I'm complete.
All right. Yes. This stuff, abundance, is something that we tap into. Yes, it is. I know it. That blessed me too. That really, really blessed me. I had to highlight it for myself, my sister. I was like, "Come on, God, that means we already have it. We just gotta tap into it, baby. It's not an external thing; it's an internal thing." So yes, we gotta change our mindset, which changes our conversation, which changes our action, and that changes everything in our currency. I love it. That's a powerful point. And that was something I'm telling you, I highlighted that bad boy, and I told you I rewrote it at the top of that chapter. Yes, it is. It's something, abundance is something we tap into, build, and grow. I love it. Did anybody else have anything that they wanted to share this morning that blessed them? Before we get ready to wrap it up, I know it's at the top of the hour, and I really, really wanted to be mindful this morning. All right. Ms. Janine, did you have anything? Because I know we didn't just kept on going, and we didn't pass you the ball not one time. Is there anything you wanted to wrap up?
I know how to get in. Oh, my God.
It was beautiful. And I just want to say it's interesting that every millionaire that came to the conversation said the same thing that Lisa Nichols said. We have to start with, we have to begin with the end in mind. And that's powerful, with the end in mind. And I just wanted to say kudos to Miss Rosa, because we do have to stop servicing debt and creating wealth. And I love it, love it, love it. Becoming financially significant. It's just so many things, and I'm super excited. And I just have to say it was great to hear Jackie, because the thing that she said was so powerful, tapping into the place where abundance resides. That's you. And it's always a pleasure to hear your mother, Miss Linda Wells, her growth, her evolution, and her joy to be in her own space, knowing she's growing. And it's just, I can't wait to read her book. I can't wait to hear her story from the beginning to the end. I can't wait. You know, because we don't understand how our stories bless others. So I just want to thank each and every one of you all for sharing the journey this morning. And as we dwell deeper into this process, I know that there's going to be some major, major, massive shifts in our money conversation. So I am mastering my relationship to money. I am mastering my relationship to money this morning, family. Thank you. And, Chess, I'm done. You're doing a great job. That's all I have to say.
Oh, I say. Thank you so much, sis. This is just definitely a blessing to be a part of all of this, and definitely to be able to share this conversation with my very own mama. And how cool is that? And, Mama, I don't know why you're asking that question, honey. I learned from my mama, and I think Tamora consistently always got a message and a fresh word from God for me. So I think God just uses the innocence part of us and the closest thing to us to keep us moving on our mission, right? So I think that's just awesome. So just wrapping up here today, family, I really want to encourage you all to get the book Abundance Now, which is by Lisa Nichols. We are still in chapter one, Getting Ready for Transformation, Defining Abundance and Scarcity. Remember, family, as we walk away today, abundance is something that we tap into and build. I'm sorry. Abundance is something we tap into, build, and grow. I am Chastity A. Wells, your licensed insurance agent. If you have any questions about insurance, family, please reach out to me. Make sure you and your family are covered. With me being licensed in many states and being a broker, there is many different plans that I can make sure that you all are definitely available for and keeping it affordable for you. You're able to reach out to me directly at 614-230-6600. Again, it's 614-230-6600. I love you all. Thank you so much for this opportunity to be able to share, grow, and nurture these relationships with you. Make sure we turn to WCCBCharlotte.com. Diamond Nurse is on there. Janine's baby girl. Why is she looking so beautiful this morning, Janine?
I've been watching her.
I got everything on mute because I got to talk to us and the rest of it and just be intentional in this space. But I'm looking up like, look at you, baby. So,
yes.
Them. So that's what life is about, guys. Just enriching, abundant lifestyles, watching our babies just live their lifestyles, and just changing the conversation, family, changing the conversation that we have, that our babies is able to pick up on. So I love you all. Thank you so much for this opportunity to be able to be transparent, to grow in front of each and every one of you, and just the opportunity to be able to serve. Thank you, Janine. I love you. Enjoy your weekend.
All right, family, just want to remind you that your life is a gift from God. Oh, and if you want to just go on and see Diamond, she is. I do have the live stream set on the Love Journey as well as my Facebook page, and you just push the link and it comes right up. It's live streaming, so you can watch Diamond sitting on the couch. It's a chat about social media and children and social media, because she's a social media strategist. All right, family, just want to remind you that your life is a gift from God. I want to thank you, Chastity, and each and every one of you for showing up this day on Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe.
reminding you that what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Are you being a gift back to God today? Choose love, family. Love is the only choice. And remember, not to just dream, but live your God-sized dreams. This is the brand new heavy. Never give up, family. Never give up.